Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, 8th chapter, starting with verse 5 through verse 13. Mm-hmm. And it reads as such. And when Jesus was entering, I'm reading out of King James, was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou have believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. I want to speak to you today on the topic, the day that Jesus marveled. Let's look at the centurion first and foremost. Now, this centurion was an officer in the Roman army. The scripture does not state that this centurion, this man, was any kind of a religious man.
Okay.
He was not a follower in the literal sense because he was a commander and had a job.
Okay.
It just states that he is in a centurion. The centurion did not come to Jesus asking for help for himself.
Okay.
But for a fallen comrade who was very sick and paralyzed. His servant was a soldier under his command, as he was a commander.
Okay.
As a great leader, he felt responsibility for the men under him. He wasn't related to the sick man at all, except that he was under his command.
Okay.
At first glance, the centurion will be one of the last people anyone would expect to have this much faith.
Okay.
We would generally think that the church folk would be the ones with this kind of faith.
Okay.
Now let's take a look at Jesus right fast, okay? Jesus, at this point, had already preached the Sermon on the Mount. He taught people how to pray. He had given the Beatitudes and had healed many people by either touching them or was asked to come to them so that they can be healed.
Okay.
Now, even though Jesus could speak the word and heal folks, no one had enough faith to believe that that could actually happen.
Okay.
His own disciples did not have that kind of faith, and they were with him the whole time.
Wow.
The people following Jesus were followers of the signs and wonders and had no real clue as to the true power of Jesus. I truly believe that they would have left Jesus if the signs and wonders had stopped.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar? So Jesus, being full of love, grace, and mercy, healed many folks anyway because he loved them.
Yes.
So imagine Jesus' surprise when a centurion, not a religious leader or church folk, not a follower or one of his disciples, walks up to him according to Matthew 8, 6 and 8, and he says, Lord, my servant lie at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should cometh under my roof. But just speak the word, Lord, and my servant will be healed. The centurion recognized Jesus as Lord.
Yes, he did.
And was a humble man. He told Jesus that he was not worthy to have him come on his roof. The centurion knew the authority that Jesus possessed and stated that he only needed to speak the word and his servant would be healed. He even gave an example of authority when he stated in verse 9, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he go. To another, come, and he come. And to another service, do this, and he'll do it. Mm. Jesus was so used to having everyone pulling and tugging on him to heal and help him without much faith that when he came across this humble centurion who was not a follower, disciple, or religious man, and he had more faith than any of them combined, he marveled. He marveled. As written in verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not here in Israel. Jesus chastised his followers, including his disciples now, who were also followers, and told them in verse 11 and 12, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But, and he's talking directly to these followers, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He said that because their faith wasn't as good as the centurion. Then Jesus spoke to the centurion in verse 13 and said, and Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. This is a centurion. He's not a man of God. He's not a religious leader. He's not a bishop. He's not a prophet. He's none of these things. The Bible would have specified if he was. He was just a humble man. Right? And what had happened in this particular scripture, the centurion had made Jesus' day. Think about it. He had exhibited faith like no one Jesus had ever come in contact with, not even those closest to him. The centurion was not there for self-help, but put his needs aside to ask for help for a friend who was his servant. I am sure that the centurion had needs himself.
Yeah.
We all do. But he was not concerned with that at that time. Jesus, being full of grace and mercy, probably met the needs of the centurion anyway, just like he did with Solomon. When Solomon asked for wisdom, he gave him wisdom and then some. I'm sure he did the same thing with the centurion.
Right.
He probably, after he did this, Jesus being full of mercy and grace, like I said, he probably supplied the needs of the centurion because he didn't ask for help. So he gave it to him anyway. And this provided Jesus with one of his most memorable moments while on this earth. He probably thought to himself that someone finally gets it. Can you imagine? He's been going around ministering and preaching and all this, and no one had this kind of faith. He had never come across this in his entire ministry. And then, lo and behold, this centurion came out of nowhere, literally, and just, he got it. He understood the authority of Jesus. He knew that he could command and anything would be done. This wasn't a church man. This was a guard, a commander. What's wrong with this picture? I checked. This is the only time that Jesus marveled. Look it up. But it doesn't have to be the last time, right?
Right.
I pose to you guys these questions. What if we had that kind of faith? Can you imagine? Just being able to say, you know what, you just speak the word. You know, you're the man. You got the authority. Can you imagine that kind of faith?
Can't.
What if we asked Jesus, I'm just saying that, just to say the word and it be done. What if we were not just followers looking for the signs and wonders? But true believers. Think about that for a second. A lot of times we go to Jesus because we think he's a magician instead of a Lord. We're thinking more abracadabra than our salvation. Mm-hmm. We're thinking more for his help than for our need. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So many times we just follow Jesus because we know that he can provide for us. He can do this and do that.
Yeah.
That's not love. Mm-hmm. That's just following the signs and wonders.
Yeah.
What? Man, this is a good one, because this is what the centurion did. What if we put the needs of others before our own needs? Huh? What about that one? How many times have we gone and prayed just for others, not for ourselves, just asking the Lord, Lord, you know, this ain't about me. Don't even bring yourself up. Say, Lord, my sister's hurt, or my brother in Christ is hurting, and he needs you right now. Lord, just please help him. Put in his needs before your needs. Not asking all the time, what's in it for me? Or, Lord, how can you help me? But putting that aside and humbling yourself, say, Lord, there are others out there that need us, that need you, Lord. Help them. I'll be okay. Help them.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if we sought the Lord and asked him to increase our faith and then trusted him to deliver? Huh? That takes a humbling. That takes a humbling, because in order to ask God for him to deliver us and give us more faith, we got to put a whole lot of trust in him. More trust than we've been doing. What if we had that faith the size of a mustard seed? Jesus said in the word, you know, you can move, set a mountain to move and it would. Tell that circumstance to move and it would. Tell that problem to move, and it would. If we had faith the size of a mustard seed. I don't know if anybody's seen the size of a mustard seed, but I need a magnifying glass to see it. It's so little. Saints, if we achieve great faith, we can achieve great faith through God if we ask and are willing to sacrifice a few things, okay? First of all, we got to lay down what we think we believe and what we think we know. We have to sacrifice our own way, our will, you know, because our will isn't God's will. Our way isn't God's way, which is my next thing. We need to sacrifice our own way of thinking.
Wow.
Our thoughts are so far down the list. God's thoughts are so much higher than ours, so much greater than ours. The centurion, we don't know if he was a prayer warrior. We don't know any of that. But he understood all of this I just said. He sacrificed what he thought he believed. He sacrificed his own way of doing things. And he sacrificed his own way of thinking. He did. How else can you have that kind of faith? Okay. This man, this centurion, this soldier, basically. Not a learned man. He's not, it doesn't say that he has this great higher education. He doesn't have a master's degree or PhD. He's just a soldier. But he understood the rules of authority, and he saw that in Christ. He said, you know what, Christ, you're the man. If you say it, it's done. He didn't waver. He didn't say, well, you might be able to do it. He said, if you just say the word, just say the word. Can you imagine that kind of faith? Wouldn't it be great if we could just say the word? My Lord, the centurion, I don't know how he got it, but he's on it. The centurion is my favorite character in the entire Bible because he gets it. That's where I want to be. I want to get it, y'all. I want all of us to get it. And Jesus, I mean, this is the only time he marveled. But if our faith is true, then Jesus will marvel at us. Amen. Can you imagine? Something that we did, oh my God, thought of it just, oh, whew. To bring that kind of joy to Christ because our faith is so true, and as the scripture says, without faith, you can't please God anyway, right? But can you imagine if our faith is so true that Jesus would marvel at us? That would be our way of showing Jesus that his living was not in vain.
Wow.
Because he came here to save us, and through his salvation, we truly are able to have that kind of faith if we truly seek it. But we have to seek it. I don't know what the centurion did. I want to hang out with this dude, right? Because I don't know how he figured it out, but he figured it out. You just never know sometimes. I know as a parent sometimes, we used to tell our kids things over and over again. And that day when they finally get it, you marvel, right? You're like, oh man, they found it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, never mind the fact that they're in their 30s now, but they finally got it, right? You've been telling them since the crib, and they finally get it. And you just marvelous, like, yes, yes, yes. So Jesus was thrilled. He was thrilled. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if we were like that way? That's how he probably felt, just like we felt as parents when our kids finally get it. He had been through everywhere, all through the land, through the mountains, Sermon on the Mount, this, that, and the other. Nobody exhibited that kind of faith prior to the centurion or after the centurion. Okay? Not in Jesus' lifetime. Not while he was on this earth. My Lord, wouldn't it be nice to make Jesus' day? Tell the truth. We can do that, guys, but like I said before, we got to pray. We got to seek God, say, Lord, please increase my faith. And in doing so, we need to humble ourselves, let go of all our old thinking, our old ways of doing things, and trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Right? Isn't that what the scripture says?
That's right.
Get a knowledge of all your ways. He will direct your path. The centurion, God bless you, centurion. I don't know who you are. I never, you know, but with that kind of faith, if we had that kind of faith, Jesus would marvel. And that was the day that Jesus marveled. But like I said, it does not have to be the last one. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Yes. Thanking you for the word. Thank you for the enlightenment that came with it, Lord. Father, I don't know who this centurion character was, but I ask a blessing on him for getting it, Lord. But I pray that he won't be the only one that gets it. Help us to get it, Lord. Help us to understand the authority of Christ. Help us to understand that our faith is the key to our walk with you, Lord. Help us increase our faith, Lord. Help us to lay down our old way of thinking, our old way of doing things,
yes,
so that we can open our hearts up and our minds to understand and receive an increase in faith, where we'll have faith the size of a mustard seed.
Yes,
where we can say, Lord, you just speak the word and it's done. Oh, Father, if there's any need that we need in our lives, that is the need,
yes,
in our lives right now, Lord. Yes. We need faith, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, our faith to increase. Help us to humble ourselves in our presence, even as the centurion did. And we thank you for this word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this word will go and bless many and help them to change and to seek you, Lord. To you be all glory and honor forever and ever, Lord. We pray and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.